All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Well, folks, it's down to four teams. Only four teams are left in the big tournament in the National Football League that can claim a Super Bowl championship for this season. And the one thing that three of these teams can hang their hats on is that their starting quarterback heading into conference championship Sunday has been able to hoist the coveted Vince Lombardi trophy at least once in his respective career. All of these organizations that will be taking the field tomorrow have tasted Super Bowl victory, and two will have booked tickets for Glendale, Arizona, for the first Sunday in February. Who will those two teams be? We'll still have to wait and see. But here are my picks for tomorrow's games in the National Football League. Now, I'm going to start off with the NFC Championship game as it pits the 12-4 Seattle Seahawks, champions of the NFC West, taking on the 12-4 Green Bay Packers, champions of the NFC North. Both of these teams are the top two seeds coming into the playoffs in the NFC. These two teams played the first game of the regular season. You have to go way back to September at CenturyLink Field on a Thursday night when the Seattle Seahawks had their banner unveiled as champions for Super Bowl 48. Now you look at this game right now, and the Hawks come into this game favored by 7.5 points over Green Bay. A lot of that has to do with the fact of Seattle's defense. We saw what they did last week against Carolina, and you look at the heavy hitters in that secondary as each guy, I'm talking about Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, and Richard Sherman, all came up and made big plays in that game for Seattle, and you can expect them to be front and center tomorrow afternoon as well. A lot of this also has to do with the fact that Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is hurt right now. We saw an immobile Aaron Rodgers in the first half last week versus the Dallas Cowboys, but he came out and he was much better on that calf injury that he is dealing with right now in the second half of the game. It's all about the pass rush for Seattle. They want to try to cut off Packer running backs Eddie Lacy and James Starks. They want to keep Green Bay in third and long, and more importantly, passing situations, which will allow their front, led by Cliff Avril, to get some pressure on Aaron Rodgers and that sore leg. And they have to like the matchup that they have with the Green Bay wide receivers when I talk about Randall Cobb, Davante Adams, and Jordy Nelson. Now, when you look at Seattle's offense and how they line up against this Green Bay defense, it's going to be physical football. This front seven for the Green Bay Packers, they must meet Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch in the hole. He is the most physical runner going right now in the National Football League. One guy is not going to be able to tackle him. It is going to take a committee. But if this Packers defense, led by defensive coordinator Dom Capers, wants to commit too much to Marshawn Lynch, you still have to worry about Seahawks quarterback Russell Wilson being able to move out of the pocket, buying time down the field for his wide receivers like Jermaine Kearse and Doug Baldwin, and he can also take off on his own. I think this is going to be a tight game, and I think that Seattle will find a way to pull away about midway through the fourth quarter, but I'm going to take Seattle at home in this one and advance to the Super Bowl for the second consecutive season. I'm taking them over Green Bay by the score of 30-23. Now you look ahead to the AFC Championship game, and some of the names on the back of the jerseys have changed, but when you talk about Indianapolis Colts and New England Patriots, it is still one of the best rivalries going in the National Football League. Now, you have the youngster, Andrew Luck, at quarterback for Indianapolis, and he's taking on another sage veteran in Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. Of course, Luck and the Colts were able to get past quarterback Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos last week to put themselves in this situation. Indy has surprisingly done this and gotten to the AFC Championship game with a very lackluster running attack. But in the postseason, running back Dan Boom Heron has really stepped up. And the fact that the Colts have been able to run the football more effectively has helped out quarterback Andrew Luck, because it takes some pressure off of him from trying to have to do every single thing for this Colts offense to succeed. But there's one thing that you look at in this game, and it's Patriots head coach Bill Belichick, and he loves deception. He whatever he showed to Andrew Luck earlier in the season when these two teams met and the Patriots knocked off the Colts at Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis, I guarantee you, Luck will see something totally different when these two teams take the field Sunday night at Foxborough. He's going to try to confuse him and try to get him off track. And if Luck throws at least two interceptions in this game, it's not going to be good for Indy's chances of getting to Arizona. Now, with that, when I talk about this Patriots defense, you look at their corners. You look at Brandon Browner and you look at Darrelle Revis. Both of these guys are in their first year with the club. And it was this game right here why they were brought to New England, because this is the Patriots' fourth consecutive trip to the AFC Championship game. They've lost the last two, and they want to get back to the Super Bowl. And a victory by the Patriots in this game will put them in that rare air, as they would have been the first organization in the National Football League to make the Super Bowl game 9 times. That's something that, regardless, win or lose, if they get there, is something that you definitely have to tip your hat off to. Now, you look on the flip side when you talk about this Patriots offense going up against this Colts defense. This Colts defense has been able to get after people in the first two games of the postseason. You look at what they did to Cincinnati and, of course, Denver last week. But right now, you're dealing with Tom Brady. Andy Dalton for the Bengals has been up and down at best throughout his NFL career, while Peyton Manning for the Broncos was hurt last week. You're dealing with a healthy Tom Brady right now, a quarterback for New England, and this guy, even at the age of 37, he is still trying to go out there and get it done because he wants another championship. Right now, Rob Gronkowski at tight end is healthy for the Patriots, and that is a guy that is going to make that Colts secondary remain honest. And as long as Gronk is out there, it's going to open up things for wide receivers Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, and Brandon LaFell. Now, when these two teams met earlier in the season, it was the running game led by running back Jonas Gray for the Patriots that torched them. I think New England's going to come out with a different aspect, a lot of quick passes, trying to keep this Colts defense off balance because they are expecting the run in this one. You have one of the master manipulators in Bill Belichick at head coach for the Patriots, and he loves that deception, and I think that is going to be the difference in this one. The Colts put up a darn good fight, but New England right now simply won't be denied. They want to get to Super Bowl 49, and I think they're going to win the AFC Championship as they will knock off Indy by the score of 37-31. Folks, I want to thank you once again for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Monday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League with a look ahead to Super Bowl 49 in 2 weeks. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have yourselves a wonderful day, and enjoy those playoff games in the National Football League.